what's ahead in the coming year for local and national politics. KYW special contributor, the legendary Larry Kane, has this commentary.
First, though, a disturbing national survey indicating that a large chunk of Americans are tuning out national coverage of politics. This is not good. Taking a break is one thing, but ignoring news coverage in a year of change can be worse. Of course, changing biased national reporting on all sides is easier said than done. But regardless of your personal beliefs or party, what you don't know can't hurt you. There are other factors. As we look ahead to January 20th, the president-elect has stated he will be taking controversial steps. Whether you love him or leave him, it's the power of the individual got him there, just as it did Joe Biden 4 years ago. Don't forget that. Locally, 25 will be alive with some fascinating stories. One is the Garden State of New Jersey, where at least 13 candidates have announced for governor. That field will get larger, then shrink when the fundraising picks up. In Philadelphia, there will be a contested primary for district attorney. The current DA, Larry Krasner, is not term limited, and there will be a challenge, maybe two. The more candidates running against him, the easier it is for Krasner to win. What might be the most interesting political story in Pennsylvania politics is a man who's not on the ballot, Governor Josh Shapiro. Aside from running the state, the governor will be gearing up for re-election and deciding how to stay engaged as a national Democratic leader headed into 2028. Have a happy news year, and when it comes to news, don't drift. Stay alert. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.